Scene 3, a room in Capulet's house. Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth for me. Now, by my maidenhead at 12 years old, I bade her come. What a lamb! What a ladybird! God forbid! Where's this girl? What, Juliet? How now? Who calls? Your mother. Madame, I am here. What is your will? This is the matter. Nurse, give leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again. I have remembered me. Thou's here, our counsel. Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age. Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour. She's not 14. I'll lay 14 of my teeth, and yet to my teeth be it spoken, I have but 4. She is not 14. How long is it now to Lammastide? A fortnight in odd days. Even or odd, all days in the year. Come, Lammas, eve at night she shall be 14. Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me, but as I had said, on Lammas eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she marry? I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake now 11 years, and she is weaned. I never shall forget it, of all the days of the year, upon that day, for I had then laid wormwood to my dug, sitting in the sun under the dove-house wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain, but, as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug, and it felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it tetching and fall out with the dug. Shake, quoth the dove house, 'twas no need, I trow, to bid my trudge. And since that time it is 11 years, for then she could stand alone. Nay, by the rood, she could have run and waddled about, for even the day before she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, was a merry man, took up the child. Ye, quoth he, does thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit. Wilt thou not, Jewel? And by my holidame, the pretty wretch left crying and said, aye, to see now how a jest shall come about. I warrant, and I should live 1,000 years. I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel? Quoth he, and pretty fool it stinted, and said, aye. Enough of this. I pray thee, hold thy peace. Yes, madame. Yet I cannot choose but laugh to think it should leave crying and say, ay. And yet I warrant it had upon its brow a bump as big as a young cockerel's stone, a parlous knock, and it cried bitterly. Ye, quoth my husband, fallest upon thy face. Thou wilt fall backward when thou comest to age. Wilt thou not, Jewel? It stinted, and said, aye. And stint thou too, I pray thee, nurse, I say. Peace I have done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that e'er I nursed, and I might live to see thee married once. I have my wish. Mary, that Mary is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your disposition to be married? It is an honor that I dream not of. An honor? Were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst sucked wisdom from thy teat. Well, think of marriage now, younger than you. Here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Thus, then, in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady! Lady, such a man! As all the world, why, he's a man of wax.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower in faith, a very flower.
What say you? Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read o'er the volume of young Paris's face, and find delight writ there with beauty's pen. Examine every married lineament, and see how one another lends content. And what obscured in this fair volume lies, find written in the margin of his eyes. This precious book of love, this unbound lover, to beautify him, only lacks a cover. The fish lives in the sea, and 'tis much pride for fair without the fair within to hide. The book in many's eyes doth share the glory that in gold clasps locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess by having him, making yourself no less?
No less, nay, beggar. Women grow by men.
Speak briefly. Can you like of Paris, love?
I'll look to like, if looking, liking move. But no more deep will I endart my eye than you consent to give strength to make it fly.
Madame, the guests are come. Supper served up, you called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I might hence to wait, I beseech you, follow straight.
We follow thee, Juliet, the county stays.
Go, girl, seek happy nights to happy days.